Governor Scott Walker first proposed tax incentives for Kimberly-Clark aimed at saving about 500 jobs in a Fox Valley plant in February. The company had set a September 30th deadline for lawmakers to vote on the proposal. Republican leaders say they need support from both parties to pass the bill. Senator Roger Roth is the bill's sponsor.
But there has not been one Democrat who's come forward to signal that they would vote for this bill. And that has, I believe, everything to do with the fact that we're 5 weeks away from an election.
Roth says the company agreed to postpone a decision about closing the Fox Valley plant until after the election. Democratic Senate Minority Leader Jennifer Schilling has criticized Republicans for failing to get enough support for the plan within their own party. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.